This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The haggling over the dead babies and their giblets. Sounds like they're arguing over chicken gizzards or something. And they sit there, you know, just really getting off on the haggling. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's been years since I've talked about compensation, so let me just figure out what others are getting. And if this is the ballpark, then it's fine. If it's still low, then we can bump it up, Gatter says, the head of Planned Parenthood's council, adding that I want a Lamborghini. While cackling with laughter. I'll get you and your little dog, too. And just the animal in me. I mean, a raccoon, if you try to kill its babies, I don't care if it's the toughest pit bull, that raccoon is going to jump on its back, hold on to its ears, and start chewing its eyeballs out. I mean, raccoons will drown bloodhounds. And coon dogs. They will get on top of them and push them into the water. And they weigh maybe 10% of the dog. A rat, if you're trying to grab it and kill it, will bite you. This is an info war. Will we stand up for our young? Will we stand up for... In history, three things are honored. Children, women, and warriors. And, of course, the witch doctors, the scientists, they're honored as well. But the greatest honored are children, women, and warriors. So they use this innate warrior honor, because back in the old tribal days, you know, your warriors would go off and fight and die for the tribe. And then they were going to go fight some vicious men that were going to come and conquer and enslave and basically kill the older women, the men, and just take the children away. That's how many cultures worked. And so the warriors were honored because they were going to protect you. And now we just put them on death list and don't give them treatment. It's the very same thing. And it's because more and more our economy is geared by the mega banks not to produce. We can produce so much wealth, the globalists admit this, that it's unlimited. They argue that's bad for the earth. Whatever. They could do it in innovative ways. They want a frozen, feudal system. Where there's very limited resources, and so they can control you with those limited resources and basically buy your daughter for $10 because she's going to starve to death if she doesn't. They don't want you independent. And notice they sell the feminism as about making women independent. All it does is make women alone, working 2-3 jobs, turn into total sex objects, and the family broke down and their kids belonging to the state. Every metric shows women are devastated, other than professional women who then have the house husband who takes care of the kids, and then she goes and fools around on him. And the man says, I am now miserable taking care of my children and being at home. I know what it is to be a feminist. That was in the New York Magazine. Paul Watson did a piece on it. Are you kidding? It would be wonderful to be home with my children, wonderful to keep the house clean, wonderful to do all that stuff. I mean, they're implying that that isn't fulfilling. I love being home at night or on the weekend and taking care of my kids. I love it. It's so much better than what men have historically had to do, going out and putting it on the line in the factories and in the fields and in the... I mean, my grandmother's, especially my dad's mother, was like in these beautiful sundresses and 50-style dresses, school teacher, working hard, taking care of the house. My grandfather cuts all over him, out there running combines, out there, you know, doing construction on the side, pouring concrete, working on highway crews. And they own land and were upper middle class, but working from sun up to sundown. And then there was his wife up there on a pedestal, absolutely empowered, beautiful and strong. They have inverted that completely. When you take down men, you take down the whole society, and they've done it. They're aborting humanity. They are ghouls. They are enemies.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we'll break down more of the breaking news on the shocking video where the head of the Planned Parenthood Council talks about wanting a Lamborghini with money from aborted baby parts and organs. Meanwhile, MSNBC is shilling for Planned Parenthood, basically defending it. Chuck Norris has come out and said the Obama, Clinton, Cloward, and Piven legacy is here to bankrupt the country by design and to bring the nation down into a one-world government, absolutely on target. The establishment's moving to derail Trump presidential campaign as they use the traitor McCain once again to manipulate an election. Swedish immigration officer exposed a jihadist sympathizer. She decides who can come into the country, and turns out she basically supports ISIS when she lives in a free country and can do whatever she wants. And has her hair all combed and pretty lipstick on. She'd rather have a bag on her head, I guess, and live in a slave dungeon. Of course, she wouldn't. She just gets off on the degeneracy, the aberrance of supporting horrible killers. that hate the West, because the spoiled rotten pigs that sit in the West living off of it, all they can do is crap all over it all day because they have never lived in the real world. I want to throw up. Sweden's committing suicide like the rest of Europe. Reverend Graham, Billy Graham's son, the head of his coalition, says we're under attack. Stop all immigration of Muslims to the U.S. And that's not a tongue-in-cheek satire piece. He's serious. So this is really escalating quickly. So we have the Swedish immigration officer exposes a jihadist sympathizer. We have the Reverend Graham coming out saying stop immigration of all Muslims to the country until something can be put in place to stop the radicalized ones coming in. I just want to know why Homeland Security says the number one threat in America. I want to know why the number one threat, we're told, is gun owners, returning veterans, conservatives, libertarians, when they're doing nothing on the terrorism Richter scale, doesn't even show up, not even a blip, and Islamic terror is blowing stuff up in France every couple days, shooting up police departments, blowing up Turkish facilities, attacking all over Africa, attacking all over Kuwait, just almost on a daily basis, attacks in Garland, attacks on recruiting centers, and it's not Islamic terror, it's not radical terror. Yes, it is. Now, Joe Biggs, this weekend and yesterday, highly decorated Army veteran, former staff sergeant in his own right, is physically angry around the office, just like I am, about the fact that they're not allowing these recruiting centers to be armed. I mean, Biggs has a whole gun safe right there in his office, right up by the front door. And then so does every other office. And it's not that we're gun nuts. We're free, we're exercising our birthright, and we're not sitting ducks. We're ready. We're ready. And that's why people, I predict, aren't going to be targeting this facility when we're here, because we fight back. And these colors don't run. We represent the real America, the pro-freedom, pro-family, pro-private property system that made us the greatest country in the world, and everybody wanted to come here. And so Joe Biggs went out there. When he went out there and wasn't in his Army uniform and wasn't armed, the Army recruiters and the other recruiters, weren't going to say exactly who, it's a joint service, all four services are there, it's a large facility, South Park Meadows, wouldn't talk to him. He went out there and stood guard for more than 6 hours yesterday in his Army sergeant uniform with his M4, truly protecting this republic. And they, I don't want to give away too much so they don't get in trouble, but it's duty to disregard treasonous orders. They called him in, and he's going to recap what they told him. The article is on Infowars.com right now. Red-linked, exclusive military recruiting centers nationwide receive threats, are receiving threats. Armed forces locations on alert after Chattanooga shooting, and they are disarmed. Florida, Nevada, Texas, everything from death threats to we're going to get you. And believe me, Biggs doesn't hype stuff up that isn't real. He saw something very concerning yesterday. And multiple tours in Iraq, multiple tours in Afghanistan. When he says it was an Arab man in a beat-up uniform that he believes was casing the facility, I talked to him this morning, I believe him. And then, again, in San Marcos, south of Austin, they're getting bizarre calls, threats, people casing them. There is undoubtedly a lot of people who are basically bots or fellow travelers with ISIS that are thinking, because the media is hyping it up as sexy, about hitting recruiting centers. And Obama and the globalists are not going to be able to cover this up. Simply over the top. So joining us is Joe Biggs. Ja'Kari Jackson's also out there investigating, doing a fabulous job. We'll talk to him after the break. But Joe Biggs, tell us where you are and break down for the radio and TV audience exactly what's unfolding.
So as you can see, I'm standing in front of the Armory in South Park Meadows. This is in South Austin, right off of I-35. Now, I decided to come out here yesterday. I was out here doing some reporting with Ja'Kari Jackson, and I saw a gentleman out here, and I thought to myself, I need to be out here as well. There's no way that one person should be sitting out here to do this themselves, and I just felt obligated. So I went home, I grabbed my vest, my gun, my kit, and I came out here and stood guard until about 8:30 at night last night. So I was out here for about 6.5 hours. I got home. I was able to talk to some other people and get some more people organized. So now we have some people this location, up in Round Rock, down in San Marcos, possibly Midland, San Antonio, throughout the state. And I really want to get a lot of people throughout the country to come out and do this exact same thing, because it's pretty pathetic that our own armed servicemen can't be armed when they're back here. And yet we trust them to go overseas and fight for our country for these freedoms, but they will return.
Sure, your Skype's breaking up a bit, and we're going to see if it stabilizes in a moment. But I want to make a correction, because I was going off what I was told by one of the other reporters, by the news director, that I thought you were in uniform out there. You're just out there in a basic tactical outfit with a black T-shirt on in the Texas heat. So we appreciate you doing that, Joe and Jakari. Now, I understand why you went out there, because you're not allowed to be armed. You want to draw attention to it. But the threats of the big news, tell us exactly, without giving away too much to get them in trouble, repeat to me what you told myself and Duke.
So yesterday I was standing out here in front of the center, and one of the higher-ranking individuals in armed services behind me came up and said that they got intel from higher-ups in that branch that locations in Las Vegas, throughout Florida, and the one in San Marcos had been receiving threats. Now, the one in San Marcos was getting a lot of calls, hang-ups. It was very obvious that they'd never had that happen before. So that's something that's very, very strange. So we now know that there are active threats happening at different locations across the country. There's no telling how many other locations are probably receiving similar threats. Now, just a second ago, before we went live, I saw that a man had called in and said that he had planted a bomb at a Florida National Guard armory. So that is something that's happening right now as well.
Let's update Paul Watson's article that there are now bomb threats coming in. So from what I heard from you, the San Marcos thing is just creepy. The other facilities are actually getting threats. We're coming to get you, things like that. There's a lot of chatter on Twitter and Facebook. Specifically, Joe, what do you make of the fact that the media is still saying this is not Islamic?
I mean, of course it is. I mean, this guy was continuously going overseas in the Middle East. Was radicalized at some point. I mean, you even looked at his quote in his high school yearbook. You know, there's numerous signs that something like this was going to happen, and even the tweet coming by the ISIS accounts predicting that this would happen in throughout the day.
Okay, well, just to show how credible we are, you've been tweeting for a day that there are threats in Florida. I've been covering it since the start of the show. This just broke in the last few minutes. Indeed, bomb threats, men claiming bombs have been planted. Mainstream news, we'll put it on screen, in Florida. So exactly confirming the type of threats that we were told about yesterday. And again, that's out of News 13 out of Orlando. Man says he planted a bomb at National Guard Armory in Florida. So this is escalating, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. And the pathetic thing is, though, is our armed servicemen can't protect themselves here. Now, a lot of governors have signed these bills allowing the National Guard to be able to protect themselves, but they also have private security that stand guard around a gated fence at these facilities. And in a facility like this, you don't have a fence protecting it. You don't have hired security to stand out here. So it takes a group of patriots, like over to my left, men to come out here, take time away from their job, to come out here and stand guard. So we need people across this country to rally together. Do it, America. When something happens, a tragedy, Americans come together. And that's what we do. We fight for each other. We stand up for each other. That's what it's all about. And I'm not going to sit around and let these guys have to come in and out of work and be fearful for their lives because of what happened.
Well, it's a treasonous order to say, I mean, I can understand in the barracks or, you know, at certain events, yeah, don't bring your guns, don't bring your firearms. But to say it's soft targets out in the open, that no one can be armed. I mean, at least the officers should be armed. I mean, it's been like that in every culture. It's really unprecedented since Bill Clinton took the guns off the bases. I mean, this is a treasonous activity.
Yeah, exactly. And this is something we need to change. This is something we need to bring awareness to. This needs to be changed. Not only do we need the National Guard to be able to protect themselves, but these locations are spread throughout the country in very rural areas, sometimes in the middle of the woods, sometimes, like around here, this is a strip mall. If something were to happen, this is an opportune spot for someone to do something to get multiple people. So we need to change that law. We need to allow these men and women that sit in here trying to recruit more people to protect our country to have the same ability to protect themselves in combat as they do back here in the homeland.
Sure. And, you know, we can look at 9/11 and radical Islamists being protected and understand they're using these attacks to take our liberties. No, the answer is arm the American people so that no matter who's going to try something, the degenerate scumbag in South Carolina or the degenerate scumbags coming in wanting to kill people, they just can't do it. Then we can reform our military and not have it be a tool of the globalists. That's a separate debate from not giving the troops health care and allowing them to be sitting ducks.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
By the way, the incredible organization that I want to get on as guest that is posing as abortuary baby part organ sellers and has now met with the director of the Planned Parenthood National Council, who's a medical doctor, about wanting to sell them baby parts. MSNBC has defended the second video where the woman drinking wine talks about a Lamborghini she wants to buy with the prophets. And they go, okay, we're about to release another one showing other top Planned Parenthood folks talking about getting rid of black people. And you're going to see the defense of capping blacks. Because I've been there, I've researched, I've read Reverend Childress on, who does this full time. When you get with a private white liberal who's involved with Planned Parenthood, they will tell you point blank, come on, man, you really don't want a bunch of black people around. We need to kill these people. That's what I'm telling you, folks. They are demons. They're not liberal. They are hardcore scum. Just look at it for yourself, and they will defend it. They want us to obsess over Confederate generals and dig them up and flags and all this other crud while they want to destroy this country. Ja'Kari Jackson joins us, and my son's going to be live in studio. He did a great report with Rob Dew and Josh Owens and others on what the number one real environmental threat is. He'll be in studio with me to talk about it and more. Rex Jones coming up. But Ja'Kari Jackson out there sweltering heat in South Austin. Just wanted to get your take on this situation with him saying it's not Islamic terror. Now the threat's coming in with a reported bomb in Florida hours after we first broke this. What is your take on the Ja'Kari Jackson?
Ja'Kari Jackson reporting from South Austin in front of the Armed Services recruiting station. Yes, I'm out here with Joe Biggs, Alex. And when we think about all the things that our fighting men and women go through, and then we tell them that when they come back home, they can't carry a firearm, just like you and I both know Master Sergeant C.J. Grisham, U.S. Army retired. He was out walking with his son.
In the country.
And they said, in the country. And they said, officer pulled up, said, why do you have this gun? He's like, there's a bunch of wild game out here. I need to be able to defend myself. And then the guy says, you're rudely displaying, and takes him to jail. And this is the things that we talk about. The people go overseas to fight for these rights, and then we rob them from them when they return to the U.S. soil. Now, a little bit ago, about 30 minutes ago, before we went on camera here, a lady came over with her two sons. She didn't want to talk on camera, but she came over. She said, son, you see these guys out here. This is what the Second Amendment is all about. It's about being able to defend yourself and defend others. It's not people running around, you know, shooting guns in the air like they want you to believe. Alex, you and I have both been to countless open carry rallies. I've never seen a single person shot.
No crime, period. And no. Look at the sign behind you, Ja'Kari. It says Armed Forces Recruiting Center. Armed.
Armed, yes.
Armed.
That's a very good point.
But they're not
armed. Yes, that's exactly right. So this is the things that we want people to know when they talk about the armed services, that you can't even be armed in one of these facilities. And the guys will come up every now and again and say, hey, thank you guys for being out here. You know, they'll thank me. I'm a civilian. But they come out and shake my hand. I say, no, sir. Thank you. And all the talk on the internet saying that InfoWars hates the military and all this stuff, we don't hate the military. We may question some of the orders that they're giving, like, you know, if they're disarming people in Hurricane Katrina, we may hate that order. That doesn't mean that we
hate the military.
It's the
Republic's military. We hate the treasonous orders coming down, preparing them for tyrannical action. We're fighting for the heart and soul of our military, and we're fighting to get them the medical treatment they deserve, not throwing them in the trash while using them to push the establishment agenda.
Exactly right. So we love our truth. We support our truth. We just don't support everything that they're told to do. So with that in mind, we said the least that we can do, you know, of course, Joe Big Sir, he's a combat veteran. I said, the least I can do is come here, you know, with my concealed carry. I got my custom-made holster from Head Down Firearms. Thank you to those guys to be out here and be able to protect the troops just a little bit that I can.
That's right. And I'm here with my 357 Magnum. Smith & Wesson, and the reason I have this is in a jam. I don't have to think. I don't have to load it. I don't have to cock it. It's just ready, and I can shoot pretty much center of mass at about 80 yards with this accurately. And it's a 7-shot revolver, and I got my M4 right here that just so happens to be from HDFirearms.com, one of our great sponsors helping support the broadcast. But that's a completely different issue. It comes down to the fact that we're aware this is going on. We're sick of having our freedoms taken for imaginary patriot terror when we know the real terror threat in this country is not from domestic sources. And if there is any terror attacks during Jade Helm, expect it to be blamed on the Liberty Movement. We're not just going to sit here and be set up anymore, Ja'Kari.
Yeah, just like you did the video a few years ago. They're saying you're a terrorist if you pay with cash, if you wear blue jeans, if you do all types of benign behavior. Then we saw the guy come out the other day saying if you just recently broke up with your girlfriend, you're right for a terrorist recruiting station. You know, these are the type of things that they want you to believe, but it's not a mass hysteria of terror out here, just people defending their country.
Absolutely. And the globalists have annihilated any basic American culture or human culture. That's why they want to get rid of the religion, bitter clingers, and the guns, is because this is one of the few rights of a free person is being armed. And they hate it. They want to take it from us. It's their religion to disarm us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Great job, Jakari.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
You have found it, the human resistance to the globalist infestation of mentally ill, satanic servants of every form of darkness. We're here promoting common sense and what's made civilization successful and prosperous. We believe in humanity. We believe in having people stand on their own. We believe in human free will and destiny. And we believe and know we have a right as free, sentient creatures to exercise our dreams until we hurt someone else. Offensively. And when someone else attacks us offensively, we have a right defensively and a duty to defend against it. I am your host, Alex Jones. Rex Jones has been on the microphone a few times in the control room over the years, even going back when he was about 8 years old. He's 12 now, and he is in studio with us to introduce a powerful report, The Number One Threat to Humanity Revealed. Now, overall, that is humanity itself. We're going to go to Rex here in a moment, but we'll look specifically at the number one environmental threat to humanity here in just a moment. First off, I didn't plug anything in the first hour. I got so upset by the video of the Planned Parenthood national director of their national council. This is like the vice president of Planned Parenthood saying she wants a Lamborghini off baby parts sales. Truly evil, truly macabre, over the top sick. And I got so upset, I even skipped the break and didn't even plug anything. If you wrote a horror script where abortionists haggle over baby part prices, over wine and Lamborghini talk, nobody would believe it, said Sean Davis. Absolutely. That crystallizes the surrealness of all of this. We don't fund ourselves off taxpayer money, over $100 million a year that Planned Parenthood gets, or baby parts. We sell high-quality water filtration systems that cut out the glyphosates and cut out the fluoride and the rest of it at the lowest prices out there, the best units. We sell at four different brands, depending on the prices you go down. They're all excellent. Very affordable. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on all the products at InfoWarsStore.com in the month of July. So you got about 10 days to take advantage of that. It's a win-win. Non-GMO seed section, the widest selection you're going to find anywhere. A whole bunch of different top companies, the very lowest prices we're allowed to sell these for. The Ark Seed, the Survival Seed Vault, all the top best companies out there. Everything from fruit trees down to tomatoes. InfoWarsStore.com and the InfoWars Seed Center. InfoWarsLife.com. We're going to be announcing in the next hour a new product that's finally here. Because I personally, every once in a while, didn't used to, but now I do, have trouble sleeping. And we're going to be announcing, I named it Knockout. Similar sleep support products cost up to $50 a bottle. This costs $19.95. It costs, you know, $10 to $20 just for the melatonin. This has the L-theanine, hops, flower extract, lemon balm, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan, melatonin, GAGB, gamma, ambryonic acid, if I pronounced that right. We went to top chemists and I said, I want the most powerful, safe formula instead of having, because I noticed melatonin doesn't work all the time, valerian doesn't work all the time, but if I take them together, if I said, you know, been on coast to coast AM till 3 in the morning, and I had to drink two cups of coffee to do it, then I can't go to bed till 6 a.m. Suddenly I go to sleep. Then I got to get up in an hour, and I'm just shot. Well, I'll take valerian. I'll take magnesium powder. I'll take melatonin. But I got to take them all together to do it. Well, guess what? It's just all right here in one pill. It's all right here, ladies and gentlemen, in one pill. And believe me, it is Knockout. We've had this for a few months before the mass production of it happened. And it's got a black label because, let me tell you, and a moon and stars, because it's going to be sleepy time when you take this. You want the ultimate formula for $19.95 and to support this transmission, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we did do a very limited run, so I think it'll probably sell out in a week or so. Then it'll be a few months till we get more in, but and we'll get reviews, and it'll be even more popular because it's the third-party reviews is why our products are so popular. We are going to sell out in the next few days. I've been telling you of X2 Survival Shield, Nixon Iodine, Supermel Vitality did sell out. I'm going to give you a little newsflash. The only thing different about Super Female Vitality is it has frisky goatweed. It has a different name, corny goatweed. It's got a scientific name, and it's more of an aphrodisiac. It has all the same stuff the male stuff has in it, and it does some other things to your body, not just the libido. But it's Super Female, quite frankly, is the formula I like best, even more than Super Male. But group debates that with me. It's different for everybody. They go, Alex, it's not too good if you say you take Female Vitality on air. Whatever. The point is that I take the Female Vitality. It will sell out in the next week, and it will be 2 months backordered till we even get that. The new order's in. It's going to sell out. Supermail did sell out, as I told you, InfoWarsLife.com. And that's how we fund our operations. So I want to thank you all. Now, we'll have to skip this network break coming up because I went long here. I just want to thank all of you for your support, for your prayers. We're not perfect here, but we're real, and we don't compromise, and we're teleprompter free. And I get enraged when I see sicko people sitting around licking their lips, drinking wine, talking about Lamborghinis they're going to buy with dead baby part money. And then the fact that MSNBC makes jokes about it, these are sick, anti-human parasite filth who promise a bunch of disenfranchised idiots a bigger free lunch if they'll just vote for them. I have no doubt that the people running the Democratic Party are worse than Stalin if they get full control. I mean, I mean that when I say it. They are committed servants of pure evil. I mean, we're facing premeditated evil. You go, but that's crazy. Look at history. That's what you get most of the time because that's who wants control. That's who's willing to do the horrible things to get control. And good people stand down and they take over. In fact, any prosperous nation that's incredibly wealthy and gets decadent tends to fall to this every time. But if you'll spread the word about InfoWars and others fighting, and if you'll support them and support these pro-life groups financially that are getting these undercover videos, I have no connection to them. You should be flooding them with donations. They're going to be sued. If you will stand financially and morally with us, nothing can stop us. But that's what Thomas Jefferson said. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish and triumph is that good men do nothing. Stop doing nothing. Take action. Good men and women everywhere, you have the power, and I salute you and want to thank you for all of your support. Now, joining us in studio is my son, Rex Jones. He's a little bit nervous. He's done a lot, I don't know, 15 or 20 video reports that he conceived, some of them himself 100%, others are 50-50, others are 60-40. But overall, these reports you're seeing are written up with Rex with a little bit of oversight by myself and Rob Dew and Josh Owens and others and Jakari Jackson and Darren McBreen and Leanne McAdoo and David Knight have all taken him under their wing. And during the summer, he's here a few days a week when he's not in tennis camp or in other camps, Christian camp. And he's here with us, and he wants to be part of the info war. He likes to read adult history books. He is undoubtedly cut out for this, and I intend for him to eclipse what I've done. He's way greater person than I was at 12, and I'm not building you up, Rex. I want you to know you're always, thank you, Dad, for letting me be on air. He has a passion for it, not as a narcissist, but as someone who wants to help people and who wants to fight tyranny. He has a sense of justice and in Christ in his heart. I was pretty wicked when I was 12. Rex is just, I love you so much. And I didn't mean to get you up here, sweetheart, and tell people how much I love you. But you know, you're so handsome. You're a good little knight who's going to grow up to, I know, be a great fighter against the enemy. And I just thank God every day that he's given me a son like this and two daughters as well. I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. Tell us about this report that we're about to premiere here on air.
Well, thanks, Dad. The report that we're about to roll out, the number one environmental threat to humanity today, is gonna be very exciting. I learned a lot when I was rolling out and doing the research for this report, and I really hope you enjoy it. But just to clarify, before we actually play the report, this is not, I'm not talking about a supernova or an asteroid hitting the Earth. I'm talking about the biggest threats that humanity has created against humans.
So we're our hope, but we're also our greatest threat. Within that paradox lies the way out of this and understanding it. And people that hate humanity, people that love to dumb people down, they have no right to be in leadership positions. And historically, they will destroy us. The type of disasters they create with the technology we now have will destroy us. And their evil confidence will be their undoing. The problem is it may be all of our undoing. So we're going to go to this report and come back with some articles where we show pharmacological crops and other things that are just really dangerous. Here is this report.
Hi, I'm Rex Jones, reporting for InfoWars.com. I'm here at the Greenbelt in Austin, where most people here think that pollution such as littering and runoff are the two biggest problems in our world today. And if you look around here, that's easy to see. There are things such as empty beer cans, beer bottles, abandoned shirts, abandoned pants, styrofoam. styrofoam cups, all sorts of pollutants. We've picked up a little bit of garbage from our surrounding area, but this is just a small version of the landfills and dirty creeks and rivers that the government likes to paint in our head as an idea of pollution. What they're really trying to cover up is much bigger than a little landfill. In fact, it is starting to consume the whole world. What is it? You're about to find out. About garbage on the ground. But what about the garbage in our rivers and streams? This garbage is called runoff, and it drifts through our whole planet's water system of rivers, lakes, and oceans to form a giant trash continent in the Pacific Ocean, which I'm going to coin Gargia. Is Gargia the biggest threat to the environment today? I think not. Before we leave the water, let's separate the facts and myths of the Pacific Island garbage patch. First, it's not a giant island of garbage as depicted in this picture here. It's actually made up of very small and microscopic pieces of plastic that covers 5,000 square kilometers in the North Pacific Gyre. The jet stream and southern trade winds create a giant circling region of water. Another myth is that plastic is killing animals. While it's true that plastic is being found in the stomachs of dead birds and fish, it's not yet known if the plastic is the actual cause of death. Also, small water insects, crabs, and barnacles have thrived on the particles and are now found in abundance across the ocean. In addition to being an eyesore and potentially deadly to marine life, runoff is not the biggest problem we face in our environment. Now let's take to the skies and cover a different kind of pollution. Pollution has been with us since humans first learned how to harness fire. In 1952, pollutants from factories and home fireplaces mixed with air condensation killed at least 4,000 people in London over the course of several days. A few years earlier, in 1948, severe industrial air pollution created a deadly smog that asphyxiated 20 people in Donora, Pennsylvania, and made 7,000 more sick. Acid rain, first discovered in the 1850s, was another problem resulting from coal power plants. Regulations and technology have helped clean up most of these problems, so now pollution is not as much of a problem in developed first world nations. In China and other emerging countries, air pollution is a huge problem and it's spread through the jet stream. Mercury, black carbon, dust, and ozone are just a few of the pollutants that are carried by the jet stream over the Pacific Ocean and are being dumped in the United States. Currently, China is building up to 4 dirty coal burning power plants a month. It consumes over 4 times the coal than the United States. Obama led EPA regulations that will shutter most of our coal burning plants by 2030, so you can look forward to the higher power prices and breathing the dirty air produced by China. Another environmental danger is called CCD, or colony collapse disorder. This happens when a hive of bees is unexplainably wiped out. Nearly all CCD is being caused by either RFID radiation or Monsanto pollen that bees carry to other normal crops. Albert Einstein once said that if the bees were wiped out, all of humanity would vanish within 4 years. Recently, Harvard researchers linked pesticide use, specifically neonicotinoid insecticides, act as nerve poisons and mimic the effects of nicotine as a major cause of colony collapse disorder. Over the last 6 years, American beekeepers have lost 30% of their hives each winter on average. And as companies like Monsanto keep producing neonicotinoid insecticides, future colony collapses are guaranteed. Now let's look at an unseen pollutant, nuclear radiation. We don't know what the exact full fallout from the nuclear bomb testing and leaks from nuclear power plants are, but the issue was brought to the forefront when the Fukushima power plant reactors melted down after a tsunami hit Japan on March 11, 2011. Since that time, countless gallons of radioactive cooling water has poured into the Pacific Ocean. Radiation spikes have been found along West Coast beaches, and there are more and more reports about massive sea life die-offs and dead zones being created in the ocean. You can't see the radiation, but the effects and the rise of cancers and birth defects in Japan is a direct result. It's disasters like Fukushima, Chernobyl, and Three Mile Island, or a full-scale nuclear war that could potentially end all life on Earth. But it is not the biggest threat to our environment. Now that we've covered litter, runoff, CCD, particulates coming in through the jet stream, and nuclear radiation coming from places like Fukushima, I'm about to tell you what I consider the biggest threat to humanity is. GMOs. The real danger is not what is seen, but what is unseen. Not only have GMOs been linked to numerous health problems, but the pollen blow-off from Monsanto farms to other normal farms is causing unseen and unprecedented mutation within the normal biosphere. Everything that we've talked about before this, we knew the dangers and we knew how to deal with it. But with GMO crops, the answer still remains a mystery because we don't know what's going to happen within these mutations after 3 or 4 generations have passed. Here's our friend Jeffrey Smith to talk about GMOs and their dangers.
All of the toxins that are released into the environment, GMOs are of a special class. You see, with genetic engineering, you have pollution of the gene pool. It's a self-propagating genetic pollution. The genes that we released in this generation already can outlast nuclear waste. They can go on forever. We have no technology to fully clean up this type of pollution. Certainly we can reduce it dramatically, but until we have some technique to identify GMOs at a distance, we are stuck with GMOs possibly forever. Imagine being hired by a company that says, we have a little problem, we'd like you to organize the recall of our salmon from the ocean. There's a company that wants to introduce genetically modified mosquitoes. Imagine trying to do a recall there. GM pollen has already contaminated the indigenous corn varieties of Mexico, and we have no technology to clean that up. What we've done is irreversible damage, and this is something that is highly irresponsible, unconscionable. And it was done over the objections of scientists, over the objections of science, a collusion between government and industry. There are two main reasons why people genetically modify foods. They either drink poison or produce poison. The poison drinkers are called herbicide tolerant. Most popular variety is Roundup Ready. Let me explain. Monsanto scientists found bacteria growing in a chemical waste dump near their factory, surviving in the presence of their herbicide called Roundup. So they had the brilliant idea, let's put it in the food supply. So they took the gene from the bacterium that allowed it to survive applications of Roundup and put it into soybean, corn, cotton, canola, etc. So now you can spray the field with Roundup and it kills all of the other plant biodiversity in the field, but not the Roundup Ready soy and Roundup Ready corn. The other variety of genetically modified crops produces a poison. If they take a gene from a soil bacterium that produces a natural insecticide and put it into the DNA of the plant, so every single cell of every single plant in millions of acres has its own little spray bottle that can kill an insect by destroying its digestive system. What these changes mean is that the plant might produce more allergens, more toxins, more anti-nutrients, more carcinogens, or even less of these. We don't know. It's a genetic roulette. In fact, the process of approval of these GM crops do not evaluate these type of changes. In Monsanto's own studies, which they conveniently left out of their published paper, which we recovered later, they found that in cooked GM soy, there was as much as 7 times more of a known allergen called trypsin inhibitor, and about a doubling of an anti-nutrient called soy lectin, which blocks the absorption of certain nutrients. In genetically modified corn, a gene which is normally switched off was switched on to produce an allergen, and other proteins were truncated or changed in shape, which can change a harmless protein into a potentially deadly one. In fact, when they looked at that corn variety, they found 43 different proteins that had significantly changed the levels of expression because of the genetic insertion. So these could be caught wreaking havoc with our health or the environment, but no one has evaluated them. Genetically modified foods and crops are one of the most dangerous health and environmental catastrophes we're facing. And yet very few people know about it.
Now you know why we here at InfoWars believe that GMOs are the biggest threat to our planet today. We know the true dangers of a cigarette butt left lying out unattended in a field. But do we really know the dangers of GMOs? And can we trust our government to tell us? I'm Rex Shields, reporting for InfoWars.com.
Well done, my apprentice. Well, Rex Jones is here with us, and he's got some other added points because it's much worse than he was even breaking down there. And I agree with his overall analysis the GMO is the biggest threat because it's already happening. We already know it's caused a bunch of problems, and it's just getting more and more out of control. And the establishment just doesn't care, and they're already putting GMO salmon in the ocean. Obviously, nuclear war is a bigger threat by itself, but it hasn't happened yet. The establishment has shown they're just going forward with this giant mad scientist Island of Dr. Maru disaster. So, Rex, I noticed you did some research in the last few days.
Yes, sir.
And pulled up a whole bunch of news articles illustrating about pharmacological crops, Starlink, what we know is already going on. And this is just what we know, and it's off the chart insane.
Absolutely. Like, take this one article. Protegene officials may face jail / contamination could be AIDS vaccine or blood thickener in the crop. Protegene officials may face jail time for they actually contaminated. They've been caught with contaminated crops. They almost went to jail for this a while ago because the crop was found with AIDS vaccine in it. I'm not kidding you. AIDS vaccine.
Live virus.
Live virus.
It was growing the virus.
Absolutely.
And they planted it open air. Well, you shouldn't plant it I mean, everybody knows seeds get out and pollen blows. You shouldn't plant it inside a greenhouse.
Absolutely. That's one of the That's one of the biggest threats with GMO is the pollen blow off. There's like you'd have a Monsanto farm, then you have an organic farm right next to it. Naturally, the way plants reproduce is pollen from one plant is carried by pollinators to another plant.
Or the wind.
That is a pollinator.
Absolutely.
So with that threat, it means that organic crops can be contaminated by Monsanto or other major big pharma regime crop like that very easily. And another studies show that this isn't good. Like rats fed a lifetime of GMO corn. 70% of females die early, and they grow corn and they grow tumors. I don't want to look like the dude in Mad Max that has big lumps all over his body and is completely insane. I don't think that that's a very
You're being racist thing. Against mutations now.
I don't care. I don't want to
And again, this is Associated Press and Reuters. This is Reuters, this particular one. Protegene officials may face jail for contamination, could be AIDS vaccine. Let me have the other article. I'll give folks the source on that just in case they
This article? Or?
Are doubting us. This is a Mike Adams Natural News article. New GMO study. Rats fed lifetime of GM corn grow tumors. 70% of females die early. And then that links through to thegrocer.co.uk and through the new shock government study by the government itself.
GMO is even so bad, like Taco Bell, the worst of the worst. The people that scrape grease off the bottom of the...
Well, let's not go into that. Break down the actual report on Starlink corn.
All right, so Starlink corn, a genetically modified food source back a little while ago, they recalled all of their corn tortillas that they sold in grocery stores as Taco Bell products because they were not approved to sell to the public.
That's right, and Starlink corn had been linked to massive health problems in animals. It was a feed corn, and they had to recall it from being fed to animals.
Oh.
Yeah, we're just giving you examples of what's happened in the last decade. You have dozens more of these articles.
And then, another example of when big companies like Monsanto, they've made Roundup-ready corn.
And that's the New York Times. Let's get into that.
Yes, New York Times. Weed killer long cleared is doubted. So, 30 years ago, an Environmental Protection Agency committee determined that the popular weed killer Roundup might cause cancer.
They knew all along and told you it was safe to drink. Tell you what, stay there. Rex Jones, doing a great job. A little nervous around the dinner table. He's completely fluent, but you're doing a super good job. When we come back, we got 5 more minutes before our next guest joins us on the gun grab. If you're on Social Security and get disability money, they're coming for your guns. We've got a Daily Caller investigative journalist that broke the news joining us, so stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, About 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down Firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.